Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where I'm live right now on twitch.tv/TorusSensei1 for the first time in the year 2024. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope your year is starting off a lot better than mine is starting off. Where was I going to go with this? That started off negative. I'm sorry. No, let's not do that. Positive, positive, positive. 2023 is gone, and good riddance to 2023. We are doing the fall 2023 review episode. As many of you know, my name is Nick, and yeah, we're live on Twitch right now, and I've lost my train of thought ever since I said my New Year's been bad, but let's get right back into it. So we're going to go over, I think I had like 20... I know I started, and I had a lot of shows on my list. It looks to be about, I watched 44 to begin with, and I dropped about like 7 or 8 of them. So I have a good, decent amount of shows to go over on this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. And let's get right into it. Just a little heads up. The shows that I'm not going to consider part of the fall season for like anime of the season or whatever are shows that continued like weekly or like so for example, like I'm not so a little here's how I'll do. So a show like Firefighter Daigo, all right? Firefighter Daigo was continuing, like it wasn't like, all right, this is the first part of Firefighter Daigo, and you know that's it. Here comes the second part coming up in the next season. That was basically just continuing, even though it's quote unquote the second part. So that for me won't be considered in like this season. Like I'm not gonna put like if Firefighter Daigo was my anime of the season, I wouldn't put it as my anime of the season because it's continuing into the next season. So like shows like that, I'm continuing, could possibly win anime of the season for winter, right? Now in the grand scheme of things, for the whole year, like when I do my year in review episode, I might put shows, you know, that had a pretty good start or a pretty good like first 16 or 17 episodes as my anime of the year. I don't know yet. I'm still going over anime of the year stuff, and still got some more things to do in regards to the anime of the year episode as well. So shows like that, I'll give mention like where I'm at score wise with them, but I will not be like saying like, okay, this was my you know, this was my anime of this season. There's only one show on my list that's still airing that I gave one of my special categories, which you'll find out eventually as well. But let's get right into it. Let's get into some of the shows that I dropped and what my score for them was on my anime list. So the first show that I dropped was A Girl and Her Guard Dog. That show was fucking awful. It was terrible. Like, writing-wise, it was bad. Character-wise, it was bad. And it was just very creepy and just uncomfortable. It's a bad show. Don't watch it. I gave it a 1 on my anime list, and it was a warranted 1. Steer clear from it. The second show I dropped was... along with that, the other show that I gave a 1 was the God App song, the God App anime. God help me, that fucking show was awful. Animation wise awful, character wise awful, and it would have been okay and I would have piqued my interest if the girl in the first episode actually stayed fucking dead, but she didn't. Generic, same old shit, boring, awful animation. Also gave it a 1. After that, I gave Bull Buster a 2. Bull Buster was fucking terrible. I feel like a 2 is generous. But it was nowhere near A Girl and Her Guard Dog and God App. But Bull Buster was awful. I gave I Shall Survive Using Potions a 3. I thought it was bad. I thought it was boring. Some people might have given it a little bit better score, but I just did not see myself. I did not see the necessity to keep on that show at all. After that, I got a bunch of shows that are at that I give a 4. That could probably be higher if need be. Like, I put them at 4 because they were, like, I thought they were bad, but, like, I heard good things about them. Like, The Family Circumstances of the Irregular Witch, I tried to watch it. I know the Phoenix was funny at times, but, like, the show was just fucking bad. I could not stand the daughter at all. The daughter was so annoying. And even the main girl was, like, kind of annoying, too. And, like, some of these, I don't know, it was just annoying. The show was annoying. I gave it a 4, a hard 4. I gave In Love with a Villainess a 4 as well. I just couldn't get past the first couple episodes. I know they did a really good job with the Yuri aspect of things. Like with the love, like with the girl's love thing. But after, you know, hearing from Pete and a couple of the members from What Do You Say Anime, when they brought incest into it randomly, I'm like, okay, like there's no reason for me to continue watching In Love with a Villainess. I gave MF Ghost a 4. I thought it was awful. Like, I get that it's a child of Initial D, but this show was just fucking awful. Not even the Euro, and I love the Eurobeat music, but not even the Eurobeat music could save that show. It was bad. It was a bad show. And I'm actually really glad I did not keep on it at all. One show I gave a 4 to was Miggy and Dolly, but I've kind of transitioned into putting it on hold because I've heard it gets better. I just couldn't get past the first 3 episodes. I couldn't. I thought it was too fucking weird. I thought it was like, I didn't know if it was a comedy, a mystery, a murder mystery. Like, I didn't know what it was. So I gave it a 4 and I dropped it, but I've switched to putting on hold. I might pick it up later. Like in a season where I'm not intrigued or if I have like free time. I went from dropping Protocol Rain to putting it on hold. Because it, like, the animation does intrigue me and the thought of a video game thing kind of does intrigue me as well, but I just didn't have time for it. And the other show I put on hold, I didn't drop it, I put it on hold, was Shy. I actually like the idea of Shy. I did. I think it's a fine show, and I kind of want to get more into it because there is a season 2. But I kind of just lost interest along the way. So it's a show that was, like, okay. And I think, like, that's, like, the grand, like, thought process of Shy is that it's an okay show. I just didn't want to continue it, like, just here and then. It's a show that I think I'd want to binge eventually. And the last show that I dropped was Overtake. Overtake was fine for what it was. I gave it a 5 on my anime list, and I actually gave it a 5 overall. I just thought the first episode was a big, like, and this is again like taking it from Pete from the What Do You Say Anime podcast. The first episode was just like it just did not do anything for me. Like, this cameraman who had like a fucking fear of like taking pictures all of a sudden wants to be a sponsor for a D3 like drag racing team. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say, but apparently people said it gets better. It's not interesting enough for me to continue on it. So I gave it a 5. Like, it was fine, like, I guess, for what it was. But I'm not going to continue on it anyway. So yeah, those are my drop shows. And those were the shows I actually put on hold. So, all right, let's get right into it. The first show, and you know we always start from the worst to the best for shows that I've dropped, right? And it was the biggest disappointing anime of the season for me. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Butoriba, Heat the Pig Liver. I eat the liver, I'm a pig, whatever. It's a dude who turns into a fucking pig, all right? I gave the show a 5 overall, and I gave it a 5 on my anime list. I don't know, like that saying, like, it was average. It started off awful. Like, I will say, it started off awful. But as the show went along, it did start to get I'll be honest, right? The pig got better, right? Like, the things he did, his dialogue got better. Was it, like, severely better? No, but it was tolerable, right? The show got a little bit darker, which I liked. And the story building and the world building was actually pretty decent. Like, the goal of them turning him back into a human, like, that end result was actually pretty well written. I kind of liked that. I don't want to spoil it for people who do want to watch it, who are reading the light novel, but I thought it was pretty well done. And like what the repercussions are or could be if he turns back into a human. But yeah, I gave it a 5 on my anime list, and I gave it a 5 overall. Like, I guess that's average, but for me, like, a 5 is like a bad score. That's like, it's like almost dog water to me. Like, a 5 is a bad score. That's like below mid. Even though it's mid, it's like below mid for me. After that, we have Our Dating Story. Our Dating Story started off fine, but like, it turned into a big fucking just pile of nonsense. In my opinion, Runa was great for a little bit, and then she just got like super annoying. Some of the side characters were okay. Like by the end of the show, I was fucking angry with every one of these characters. In the grand scheme of things, it was like, I gave it a 5 on my anime list, and I gave it a 5.5 overall. It was better than Butariba, but like, it was just a show that I'm going to, you know, forget about down the line. And I'm fine with that, because a lot of these characters just really made me upset throughout the process. After that, I've already mentioned it. We have Firefighter Daigo, which is still airing. Firefighter Daigo is okay. I have it as a 5 right now. Well, actually, I got to change it. I have it as like a 6 right now on my anime list. I have it as a 5.9 overall for my personal score. I hope it gets better. It's just every episode starts with like a 5 minute to 10 minute flashback or like a 10 minute recap of the previous episode. And I just don't feel like there's a need for that at all. So, so yeah, we'll see if Firefighter Daigo gets better. I don't know if it will, but we'll see. After that, we have Under Ninja. Under Ninja had so much potential in the beginning. I thought it was going to be like a funny, like stupid funny, like action anime. But it literally just turned into something like pretty serious and like a little bit more gruesome than I thought it would be. The ending kind of left me a little like disappointed, because like, randomly people were getting like who I thought were pretty important people were getting like fucking killed left and right, and I'm like, okay, you're establishing these people to be pretty important, I have no emotional connection to them, and you're just killing them off left and right, so what are you trying to do here? Storytelling was bad, development was bad, and like, even talking about it now, like, I don't know why I'm giving it a 5.9 or even a 6 overall, but like, it was just a bad show. I think some people could find some sort of an enjoyment into it, but not me. I gave it a 6 on Mal, and I gave it a 5.9 overall. After that, we have Kingdoms of Ruins. I gave that a straight 6. Like, it was okay for what it was. The main dude was pretty cool. Like, it was nice to have like an edgy like main character who was like out for revenge. The world building was okay. I like the idea of like them wanting to like ban magic from the world. The humans are pieces of shit. But the main female character was just a fucking eyesore. And I say that as a joke because people who've watched the show know what I'm talking about. But she was an eyesore. I hated her. I hate how she was like, oh, you shouldn't kill these people, blah, blah, blah. Like, bitch, like, they're fucking ruining your life. They're ruining his fucking life. These people are awful people. The humans and the fucking witches are both fucking awful people. They should both fucking die. So yeah, I gave that show a 6. Like, there was some edginess to it, which was like entertaining, but it was a bad show overall. I would not watch it at all. After that, it was the VR MMORPG anime. This was like a guilty pleasure of mine. I gave it a 6.2 overall. Like, I like stupid shows like this. Like, it's just a show like you didn't have to think much about. It's probably lower than what it should be, in all honesty. It's a show that like I don't know. It was like a typical like lazy, laid back like fantasy anime that you didn't have to think too much about. And that's what I liked. Plus, the Fairy Queen was awesome. I love the Fairy Queen. Like, she was I want to say she was one of my favorite characters this season, but like, I enjoyed her a lot. Like, I thought she was funny. It was like kind of like a hidden gem of the season, but not like too hidden. After that, we have My Daughter is an S-Rank Adventurer. I probably would have scored this a little bit lower, but I kind of liked the Red Ogre a lot. I thought he was a cool main character. I liked the daughter. Like, she was okay. It sucks because I love Sayuri Hayami, and like, this, like, her character was just like very too like daddy's girlish, like grab it on to him, and like it was definitely like a dad con sort of thing. It was an okay show overall. I feel like it missed the mark on a couple occasions. I gave it a 6 on male, and I gave it a 6.3 overall. After that, we have the Demon Master at Excalibur Academy. This is again one of those like magical like sword and gun shows, which I'm a sucker for these types of shows. Where you have like the Demon King who comes back and blah 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 and etc etc. I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm a sucker for these shows. I don't think it's good, but I don't think it's bad. At the end of the day, it's just a matter of taste. I gave it a 6.4 overall, and I gave it a 6 on my anime list. Like, it's fine. Like, it's a fine show. If you like cute girls with like big guns and like and big balls, I mean, you could check it out, but it's not anything you want to write home about. After that, we have 16-Bit Sensation. The idea for this show was super fucking cool. Like, a girl like gets sent back in time to like make video games, but when you start to like think about it, it's like, okay, like, how is her making video games going to affect the future and the butterfly effect? And they kind of don't go into like more in depth of anything. It was an okay show with an okay ending. I gave it a 6.6 overall, and I gave it a 7 on my anime list. Like, the cast was fine. The casting characters were fine. The art and animation was fine. It was a fine show. But it's not something I'd recommend going out and watching anytime soon. After that, we have Berserk of Gluttony. Again, another one of those guilty pleasure shows. I thought the two like main characters, like the main dude and the main girl, were pretty cool. I liked the world building. I liked his powers. I liked that there was other Sin powers as well. This is another one of the shows where it's like, okay, if you like this sort of like edgy, like fantasy style of anime where like the MC is like does a little training and gets stronger, you would like this. But in the grand scheme of things, it's again nothing special. I gave it a 7 on my anime list just for my personal preference, and I gave it a 6.8 overall. After that, we have Komonoshi Ron, the detective show. It was okay, entertaining at times, but it was a lot of repetitiveness at times as well. I kind of wish that, Undead Girl Murder Farce, like, you as the viewer could like take a guess, like you could have a good guess of who the killer was, or who the murderer was, or who the criminal was, whatever. Because they did a good job leaving hints throughout the show. It's like, okay, like that makes sense if it's that person, blah, 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 blah. This one was very, like, not like that. And I really don't like murder mystery anime like that. Like, give the viewer, like, some, like, interaction to, like, make it a little bit better. It was an okay show overall. Like, I'm okay with it getting a season 2. It was very open-ended. Pretty generic open ending, if you ask me. I gave it a 6.9 overall, and I gave it a 7 on my anime list. After that, we have the Netflix show Goodnight World. I kind of binged this show in like 2 to 3 days. It was okay. A little bit more edgier than I thought it would be. A little bit more darker than I thought it would be as well. But it was like, I don't know, like things kind of ended weirdly. It was an okay show. Like the fact that a child, like it, they did the thing where like the child is the most evil person like in the world. And like they ended up having the most power at the end of the day. Like I like that whole trope. Like I'm just kind of over that whole fucking trope. It was okay. I gave it a 7 on Mal, and I gave it a 7.1 overall. What do I have next? Okay. If did I have Vexations of a Vampire Princess, the Hikimori show. It was Yuri Vampires doing Yuri Vampire things. It's okay. It was entertaining. I gave it a 7.2 overall and a 7 on Mal. Sorry. I'm going to take a quick sip and then get right back into it. I got a little bit of a ulcer on my throat, so I apologize about that. So yeah, 7.2 for Vexations. After that, I have Girlfriend 2. Definitely a lot more entertaining than I thought it would be. Shino stole this season. Basically, that's the only reason why I'm giving it a 7.3 overall and keeping it at 7 on Mal is because Shino literally carried this season. The other show I have at 7.3 is The Returner's Magic Should Be Special. I thought it was okay. I thought it was a nice, fun fantasy, I guess fantasy isekai anime because he does kind of get sent back in time, but it's still the same fantasy world. I don't know. It was okay. It was entertaining. Like, it was fun for what it was. Again, it's one of those shows that it's like, okay, like, you could like it or you could dislike it, but I thought it was okay overall. I gave it a 7.3 overall. I gave it a 7.3. After that, we have this is gonna hurt me because I actually like this show a lot, but I do think it's overrated. I don't think it should have anywhere above an 8 on my anime list, and the fact that it does, like, kind of like, okay, I don't get it, but it's nothing against the show. I did like the show, and that's My Boss is Goofy. I mean, I'm gonna probably get flack for this, that I'm calling it overrated, but I just felt like it was overrated. Like, it was still a funny and fun show, but I don't think it deserved to be in, like, the 8 pluses on my anime list. That's just my opinion. I gave it a 7.4 overall, and I gave it a 7 on my anime list. Like, it's a good show. It's another nice, chilled, laid-back show that I think some people could, you know, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Compare themselves to, I guess. But I think it was slightly overrated. Talking about shows that are still airing, Rodden the Crimson. I was going to put that as my most overrated show, but it's still airing, so I'm not going to. I have it at a 7 right now and a 7.5. Oh, no, hold on. No, I have it at a 7 now and a 7.4 overall as well. So after that, I have Goblin Slayer. I thought the second season of Goblin Slayer was all right. Very, very much like season one. He just, you know, we're killing goblins and we're killing a demon hand this season. 7.4 and a 7 as well on my enemy list. After that, we have a big bounce back. The third season of Shield Hero. I found the third season of Shield Hero very entertaining. I loved it personally. I wouldn't say love it, but, like, it was fine. It was much better than season two. Way, way, baby, way better than season two. Y'all know how I felt about the first half of season two. I actually made an emergency episode for the first half of Shield Hero season two and how much I fucking hated it and how much I missed how season one went. Season three definitely felt like season one again with some sprinkles of season two sprinkled, like, with some hints of season two sprinkled in. But season three was eons above better than season two, and I'm super excited for season four. I have Rogue the Crimson up. I already talked about that. After that, we have Stardust Telepath. Stardust Telepath, I thought, was a good cute girls doing cute things show of them shooting off bottle rockets. the one Mata Taki fucking annoyed me throughout the show, but the counterbalance of the other three girls and sometimes the fourth girl was very good. Art and animation was fucking phenomenal. Great job. And it was a good cute girls doing cute girls things show. Give it a 7 on my anime list. I didn't give it a 7.5 overall. After that, we had Tear Moon Empire. I can't believe, I would have put this as my biggest surprise of the season had it not been for another show. But I thoroughly enjoyed Tear Moon Empire. I thought it was fun. I thought the fact that she had this one thought process of getting things done and everybody else had this other idea of her. I was like, oh, so that's what she meant to do. And she didn't really mean to do that at all. And I liked how Guillotine-kun was an antagonist throughout the show as well, scaring the shit out of her. So this is where we're getting into where the shows that I would at least recommend watching. Tear Moon Empire was a pretty fun and good show. It's my first 8 of the season, and I gave it a 7.7 overall. After that, it was the second season of Dead Mount Death Play. Love season 1. I thought season 2 was almost as good as season 1. Very, very entertaining. I really hope we get more because I really do love this show. Gave it an 8 on my anime list and gave it a 7.7 overall. After that, we have Dark Gathering. Dark Gathering is probably arguably a top five, I wouldn't say horror anime, but spooky, scary anime out there right now. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought if you're a big fan of the Japanese occult and all that sort of stuff, definitely recommend Dark Gathering. It was fun. It was enjoyable. We probably won't get season 3 or another season 2 for a long time because the chapters only come out once a month or once every 2 months. And the anime basically caught up to the manga. So I don't see us getting another season anytime soon, but I hope we do because I had a lot of fun with Dark Gathering. Give it an 8 on my anime list and then gave it a 7.8 overall. After that, we have Giving the Disgraced Noble Lady a Course in Naughtiness. Show is phenomenal. I thought the two main couple were super fucking adorable. Towards the end, it kind of, and again, I'm taking shit from Pete. Again, I'm sorry, Pete, but I'm using your fucking words. Is that it turned into a little bit of a generic isekai, or not generic isekai, but generic fantasy anime. Because they kind of went away from the naughtiness. But they brought the naughtiness back in at the end, and they're adorable. Charlotte's fucking one of my favorite female characters of the season. Just a really, really well done anime, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And definitely give it a check out, because it was cute. It was a different, it was sort of a it's a different vibe sort of anime when it comes to the romantic comedy aspect of things. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. One of my favorite romantic comedies, probably of the year, in all honesty. I gave it an 8 on my anime list, and I gave it a 7.9 overall. After that, we have Undead Unluck, which is still airing. Undead Unluck is phenomenal. I think it's great. I currently have it an 8 on both accounts across the board right now. So it's still airing, so we'll keep it at that. Followed by Shangri-La Frontier. I love Shangri-La Frontier. I think it's phenomenal. One of my favorite MMO dive anime I've seen in a bit. I have it as a 10 on my anime list, but that's just my personal score. My overall score for right now is about an 8.5. It's a fun show. I think Sunraku is a fun character. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think the art and animation is great. Opening is phenomenal. It's one of the best openings of the year, in my opinion. And I love the show. So we'll probably add that to our winter review episode as well. After that, we have Zombie 100, which finally fucking finished on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everyone. It was great. It had a strong finish, great finish. We probably won't see another season at all. And if we do, it probably won't be for a while. I give it a 9. We're starting to get into the higher numbers now. I give it a 9 on my anime list, and I give it an 8.5 overall. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we're starting to get into the 10s on my anime list. So Zombie 100 was my only 9 of the season. We have a couple shows left, and all of them, for me, have gotten a 10 on my anime list. So this season definitely had some of my highest scoring anime for a while, in like a hot minute. So after that, we have the fourth season of Dr. Stone, third or fourth season of Dr. Stone. I want to say fourth season. It was great. I loved it. Action, the science in it. Senku is fucking awesome. He's arguably one of the smartest anime protagonists out there, if I had to say myself. And one of the coolest fucking anime protagonists as well. Very underappreciated, in my opinion, and deserves more praise, in all honesty. I have it at a 10 on my anime list. So all the shows after this one with Dr. Stone are all a 10 on my anime list. So 10 on my anime list, and I gave it an 8.5, or an 8.8 overall. Super good. Super good show. Hold on. Oh, okay. So after Dr. Stone, we have my biggest surprise of the season. And it's a show that's still airing as well. And that's the Apocryphal Diaries. I love the Apocryphal Diaries. I thought the opening was phenomenal. Mao Mao is fucking goated. Arguably, not one of the best characters of the season, but arguably one of the best characters of the year. Notice, I said characters and not female characters. Mao Mao is arguably one of the best characters of the year in anime for 2023. Okay? Right now, I guess it's blasphemy. I have it at an 8.9 overall. But that just means it could go like higher for me. After that, we have 100 girlfriends who really, 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 really love you. This is probably one of my, this is arguably top 10 or top 5 funniest anime that I've seen in a while. Maybe of all time as well. I laughed thoroughly throughout the show. I loved it. I thought it was phenomenal. I like how it was like a trope on the harem things. I like how they broke the fourth wall. I like how each character had like a certain archetype to it. And they were all cute and adorable. Nanao is my favorite of the girls from season one, but it's hard not to say that Shizuka is the best girl in the series. She made me laugh the fucking hardest, and she made me laugh the most. But the Nanao tree, like when she fucking turned into a tree when they're gonna go break out what's her face out of her house, was pretty fucking funny as well. But Shizuka flying through the sky with that fucking tail had me dying laughing. Had me fucking dying laughing. I give it a 10 on my anime list, and I give it a 9 for my personal score. Underrated anime of the season, and I think this anime does deserve more praise, is the Yuzuki family's, like, is the Yuzuki family. This show is arguably one of the best slice of life anime out there, and I cannot highly rate it anymore. I think the last time I checked on my anime list, it was like at a 7.7 or something, and honestly, that's fucking criminal to me. That's honestly fucking criminal, in my opinion. This show should be at least an 8.5 on my anime list. Actually, okay. We'll do a live look. We're live right now, okay? We're live right now. The Yuzuki family's 4 sons. Let's see what it is on. It's a 7.9 right now on my anime list. A 7.9. It should not be a 7.9. It should at least be an 8.5. Underrated anime. Most underrated anime of the season. I gave it a 9 for my personal score. After that, we have the second season of Eminence in Shadow. This is arguably a top 5 isekai of all time. And I'll go as far as even saying it's a top 3 isekai of all time. Eminence in Shadow is fucking phenomenal. It is fucking phenomenal. Arguably, I mean, you can make the argument that it doesn't deserve to be there, I guess. But like, man, like, I would put Sid alongside with, man, I don't know who my top three isekai anime are, honestly, but Rimuru is probably definitely one of the best isekai characters there is out there right now. Sid has got to be there with him. Like, I think your top, man, I don't know. I might get flack for this. Sid, Rimuru, Subaru, Kazuma's got to be up there for like the comedy aspect of things. And there's got to be like, there's probably more, but like, I think Sid and the Eminence of Shadow is at least a top five isekai of all time, at least. And I would put him in the top three. Me personally, I would put the show in the top three. It was great. I give it a 9.1 overall. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we technically come at the end of the episode. I say technically. Because my anime of the season right now is Spy Family Season 2. Alright? And I say that because you know we're missing a show. Like, you know we're missing a show. So, Spy Family Season 2, I loved it. I thought the Cruz fucking arc was phenomenal. I thought like the side episodes were great with Bond and Lloyd was phenomenal. But Yor really stole this season. Yor on the ship really stole this fucking season. And I'm looking at this picture right now and Anya looks so fucking weird in this picture. But yeah, season two of Spy Family was phenomenal. I gave it a 9.2 overall. One of my highest scores ever. I think I gave season one a 9.3. Spy Family season two, I gave it 9.2. It's fucking awesome. I love this series as a whole. My sister is trying to get on Spy Family season two, but she wants to watch it dubbed, so she got to try to find it dubbed. And I'm super happy about that because Spy Family I think Spy Family is a really good, like, we ask each other as like otaku and nerds and shit like that, like, what's a good introductory anime? And I think Spy Family is a very good introductory anime. I think Spy Family you could add to the introductory anime list. So you're probably saying to yourself, Nick, you know, Spy Family is your anime of the season. Well, what about Frieren? Funny you mention that, because Frieren is still airing. And if you've noticed the trend that we've been taking, we've gone from my lowest scored anime to my highest scored anime. So if my highest scored anime last was Spy Family and it's coming in at 9.2, and I haven't talked about Frieren yet, what do you think that means? It means we're going to be talking about Frieren right now. Frieren's fucking amazing. Simple as that. It is without a doubt up for anime of the year. I have it at a 9. This might be my most highest rated show next to Kaguya season 3, Spy Family season 1, and Re:Life. Alright. So far right now, Frieren is one of my like highest rated scored anime ever. Obviously, I have it as 10 on my anime list. Frieren right now, I have it as a 9.5 overall. I think it's the only show outside of Re:Life. Like, I think that and Re:Life right now are both at 9.5. And I think there's room for improvement on Frieren. That's how crazy it is. That's how crazy good Frieren is. I think it'll win Anime of the Year this year. And honestly, it's got potential to win Anime of the Year. Or sorry, let me rephrase that. It's got potential to win Anime of the Year in 2023. And it's got potential, it's that good, to win Anime of the Year in 2024 as well. That's how good Frieren is, in my opinion. And I think in a large majority of people's opinions as well, that Frieren is that good. So, and that is it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. I am live right now on Twitch, so if you ever want to watch an episode live, head over to twitch.tv/TorSensei1. All you have to do is make a Twitch account. It's free. You can even hook up your Twitch account to your Amazon account if you have Amazon Prime, and you get Twitch Prime for free. You get to subscribe to whoever and watch whomever and give people money for free. You basically give people money for free. It's crazy. Crazy world we live in. Definitely check out all the socials, Waifus and Weeaboos on Facebook, Waifus the letter N, Weeaboos on Twitter. I post a shitload on Twitter, especially new airing anime. I just posted a whole bunch of shit today. Monday is stacked. Super excited about Monday anime going forward. So definitely check out the Twitter. I don't post too much on Tumblr anymore, so I'm not going to post that. TikTok, not too much as well. But definitely check out the Twitch, TorSensei1 over at Twitch. And if you're looking for some of the best stickers, peekers, you know, any anime merch ever, check out sukawaii.com and use the promo code TorSensei1. Sorry, I had to burp. Use the promo code TorSensei1 and get 5% off your entire order. I'm over at geekscape.net as well. Geekscape.net. You can listen to the episode here. You can listen to all my episodes there. If you're looking for some awesome other podcasts and awesome and like just for anything, check out geekscape.net. There's a whole bunch of great podcasters over there and a whole bunch of great podcasts as well. And if you're looking for another great anime podcast, check out What Do You Say Anime? Like, I've been referencing Pete. I brought up Pete's name fucking 3 times this episode. Those fucking guys and girls rule. All right. It's a phenomenal anime podcast. You should check it out. Check out What Do You Say Anime on YouTube. I'm not pretty enough to be on YouTube. Pete's pretty. I'm not pretty enough to put my mug on fucking YouTube. Sorry. In my weeaboo room, which you get to see on Twitch if you go to the Twitch. You get to see my weeb room. This fucking lady out my back door, like, I have my window open, this lady outside, like, it's fucking 40 degrees out, and she's out on her back porch fucking yapping away on her phone. I don't even know if y'all can hear her in this episode, but it's fucking wild. If I can hear her from my room, y'all could probably fucking hear her too, so... People in New Jersey are nuts. It's fucking 40 degrees and she's outside talking. But yeah. Check out the socials. Check out What Do You Say Anime on all streaming platforms. Subscribe to me, Waifus and Weeaboos, on all streaming platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I'm on Anchor. I'm fucking everywhere. Apparently, you look up Waifus and Weeaboos, I'm everywhere. But that's gonna do it for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. In the upcoming weeks, I'm gonna have a new friend, but we're gonna have an old friend on. All right, I gotta go talk to him and see if he wants to talk about and I know he does, but I gotta get in contact with him and we're gonna talk about the most recent season of Jujutsu Kaisen. So it's a little hint of who I'm gonna talk about. And there's nothing in the works yet, but the 2023 review episode about the year in review. I'm working on some stuff to get some people involved with some things. At least that's what I would like to do, and stay tuned for that, okay? But again, my name is Nick. I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Look forward to more episodes in the future, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.